Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Blitz coming. Trubisky steps up, throws, and the catch is made. Kendall Wright, leaping grab inside the 25-yard line from 40 yards out. And the Bears win it. The Chicago Bears come into Baltimore. And Mitchell Trubisky, their quarterback, has won his first game in the NFL.
History indeed. First NFL win for Mitchell Trubisky. Hamp and OB with Kaz, presented by ChevyDriveChicago.com. Guys, it's been 658 days, 10 losses. Have no idea where that sound's coming from, but I'll just continue going. The last time the Bears got a road win was 2015, December the 27th at Tampa Bay.
Well, the thing, Mark, that you got to be looking at today, if you look at the whole from opening day to, opening minute to the last second, all it was is our defense. If our defense doesn't, and by the way, Baltimore, you talk about our offense being horrible, they are absolutely worse. It's hard to believe, but they are. But I'll tell you what, we got three takeaways, and to me, the story was today, it was about our defense. Finally, we got some takeaways, and Hicks, in the middle of our defensive line, that guy is so valuable. He disrupts everything. Their running game, their passing game, he is, to me, so far, after what, six games, he's got to be the most valuable player. But it was the defense that kept us in the game, and we win it. And I really want to rip into that coaching staff on offense.
We got time.
I can't.
We're here till six.
I will later.
The defensive backs, Fuller.
Was great.
Kid that has really struggled. Good to see him. Amos finally, gets his here's a kid that I've
always
liked.
It's all about defense, Glenn.
But he, he just made this huge play ultimately that won the game for us. So
Let's do the defensive star of the game, which is brought to you by Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealers at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Kaz, who are you giving it to?
Well, I'm going to give it to Kyle Fuller. The interceptions were caused by him because he was knocking the ball and tipping the ball in the air, and then the other defensive backs were catching it once he broke on the receiver and, got the ball and wrestled it out of the receiver's hand. So I'm going to say Kyle Fuller was the defensive player of the game, but, the Mueller game-changing moment. And are we there yet, Mark? Because that would go...
We're not there yet.
Okay, then I'll stop there. But, yeah, I would give it to Fuller. The kid took a lot of heat, was under a lot of stress. A lot of people questioning, is he really injured? A lot of things happened to this kid over the last couple of years. I'll never understand why Baltimore kept trying to throw at him, because he locked him down all day, no matter who you put there. That kid was breaking on the ball and knocking it down.
That whole defense played pretty damn good today, in against the run and against the pass.
Real quick, Danny Trevathan, you can say what you want. We all took issue with the hit up in Green Bay two weeks ago. The thing that bothered me was we needed him desperately against the Vikings Monday night. He wasn't there. Well, guess what? He was the difference in the game. We had Danny on Monday night against the Vikings. We would have been able to shut them down a lot more. But he was there today. He made a lot of big plays, especially in the first half.
The Mueller game-changing moment, sponsored by the Mueller family of dealerships in Hoffman Estates, Gurnee, Highland Park, and Merrillville. Hamp, you were giving Adrian Amos a lot of love. Is that how you would go with your game-changing moment? Pick
well,
six,
I don't see how it can't be. He right place, right time. As you said, it was a carom off of the receiver forced by Kyle Fuller, and boom. Amos took it. But what I liked was, he wasn't content just to get the ball and get down. He returned it for a touchdown, which ultimately put us in position to win this game.
8 total tackles, 6 solos. He had 1 tackle for a loss. He had a pick six. Yeah, I mean, so the kid, really, that was – but that play changed the whole momentum of the game. And that, you know, because Baltimore was driving, too,
yeah,
at that point.
Yeah, he gave us a margin.
Right,
and, but
right,
he,
right.
And, you know, a lot of times when you get benched, okay, somebody – you know, the Bears went out and they signed Quentin Demps. And Demps – was basically given the job, and Adrian Amos could have pouted, could have whined. He didn't. He basically, you know, held his water, and then when Demps goes out with a broken arm, he has come in and he has played better than he, you know, has at any other time. And that's his very first interception. The kid never picked off a pass before. Now in his third year, he's got one.
And at the time, it was a 17-13 Bears lead. Baltimore was driving.
Driving,
you felt like they were going to take the lead. They were deep in Bears territory. So it was a big moment. I mean,
that was the Mueller game-changing moment. And quite honestly, Ed, you said it once before, Mike Mueller could probably come in tomorrow, coach this team, and coach them up and get them better prepared.
Well,
and we'll see less mistakes, from Mike leading the way, right?
I know a few people, and Mike Mueller would be one of those few people that I know that it would be an empty house. Also, I mean, some other guys, Paul Tamperez. There are some other people out there
that
they own this team. Wow. This would be wipeout.
Well, and let's talk about on the other side of the ball what the Bears did on the ground today. I mean, it's crazy how they ran it 54 times, 36 carries for 167 for Jordan Howard, 4 times for Mitchell Trubisky for 32, and Tariq Cohen 14 times for 32. That's a total of 231 yards on the ground, keeping the quarterback in bubble wrap. But they were able to move the ball, I guess, on the ground more than they ever have this season. So is that a good thing or a bad thing? Probably not. So it's somewhere in the middle.
Okay, we won the game. It's great defense. Right, that's wonderful. Okay, but if you sit there and you watch the defensive line and linebackers for the Baltimore Ravens, they were deplorable. They were awful.
Poor effort.
They were. You talk about pursuit and taking an angle. Not one time did they do it. And if the people that were listening here now, if you watch the game, you could see as if it was an in skirt to the right or to the left on a run. Watch the whole defensive line. They were just trotting along, sauntering along while we're pounding them.
Mitchell Trubisky, guys, 8 for 16, 113 yards. 7.1 per attempt, 1 touchdown, he was sacked 4 times, quarterback rating of 94. Hamp, how do you size up Trubisky's day?
It was a winning effort. I mean, look, there was no question that this was by design. They wanted to run the ball. They wanted to augment the run with play action, some boots, some different things. Now, the best laid plans of mice and men, obviously, the kid really got off to a shaky start. Now, here's one thing. And I don't know. I never played quarterback, but I never played quarterback as a rookie on the road. And it's a pretty formidable, you know, place going into Baltimore and all that. Well, guess what? The kid was, he was a little shook early, and you could tell he wasn't throwing the ball, you know, as soundly
confident,
as he had
right?
before. But, you know, I will tell you this. And we got to give Dow Loggins a little credit. Hey, a lot of times when it
I don't up, have it, to.
Well, I'm just saying. Hey, he called that you know, with Tariq Cohen threw the pass to Miller for the touchdown. We did just enough to find a way to win. And yeah, we invited defeat, and defeat came into the living room there and went overtime with us. But ultimately, you know, despite the fact that he was another strip sack, you know, the protection has not been great, but ultimately he did not throw a pick and he did not, you know, lose the game for us. Much like last week, you know, everybody says, you know, he lost it. No, he didn't lose the game. You know, obviously he made a bad decision throwing that ball, but the kid, I think, you know, hey, look.
He won the game today, though, Dan, 3rd and 11, and he makes that completion
yep.
to right
Kendall
that
Wright.
Sets up the field goal.
Yeah, you're exactly
right.
He won
the game
That's
by making
point.
That throw
yeah,
made, on an all-out blitz yeah. from Baltimore.
Yeah, and so, there, you know, was it a glorious outing? No. Did he win a game? Yeah, and that's what matters around here.
Well, what attributed to us maintaining the ball, especially in that first half, The Baltimore Ravens had, what, 8 penalties for almost 70 yards, and all at critical times. So that was a plus for us. Stupid play.
How often do you win a football game completing 9 passes? I mean, they had eight passes completed to get into overtime. One catch in overtime.
Never.
Yeah, this is unusual. But, you know, we talk about the National Football League, and it is a passing league. The rules are set up to almost force teams to throw the ball around. It is. But there is still numbers that are magical in the NFL, and 350 gives you a chance to win total yards. We went to 365 today and won the game.
Yeah, but Glenn here.
Normally, you want it to be, you know, 300 passing, right, and the 65 rushing.
And that's the norm in the league.
Right, right.
And we played a horrible football team. I knew they were bad. I had no idea that they were this bad. But I'm going to tell you, we've got next week? We've got
Carolina at home.
Carolina
at home. They're not going to come in here and lay down. But again, this is a passing league. And if you think we're going to run like this,
well, we won't be able to do it.
Run like this
Carolina,
game after game till the end of the season, till the 16th game.
No,
you're wrong. It's not going to happen. Howard will get hurt because you can't keep feeding the ball, letting them run.
36 times he carried it today,
and that's right. 36 times.
It's a lot.
I tell you what, you're opening them, giving them a chance of getting himself popped pretty good.
Here's the other fact, though, that we got to talk about. Part of why I think they had to run the ball quite a bit too is our center couldn't snap the ball to our quarterback and shotgun. I mean, it almost became laughable in that one series where he's just launching the ball one high, 8 feet over his head, and then he rolls the next one. I mean, it was
a juggling act.
It basically shrinks your offense in half when you can't get in shotgun and trust that your guy's going to be. Because even the last play, you had to go under center to make that completion, the third 11.
Oh, you think that they were at the end of that game, they're going to trust him? That center, white hair, just snapped the ball back.
But they,
on your life.
It took, but it also, that's part of the explanation on why they didn't throw that many passes. I mean, part of throwing the ball is you got to get your quarterback away from the line of scrimmage so he could catch it and find the receiver.
Okay.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
Here's a kid they drafted.
Right.
In the second or third round, he played tackle. Where, at Kansas State, Danny?
Yep.
At Kansas State. Never played center.
Yep, still never played in the preseason.
And guess
either,
what?
Man.
He still has a played center.
That's what I'm saying.
This guy's been bouncing the ball back for the last 2 years, and we got coaches thinking, what seems to be the problem with him? How about he can't play the position?
Yes.
You idiots.
Hey, thanks to our guys, as right off of that, let's thank Mr. Submarine for the outstanding sandwiches, good food at a tasty price. That's Mr. Submarine. You can
great
add a
food.
Fantastic.
Love it.
Throw yourself in a Frito-Lay chip and an ice-cold RC Cola. Locations throughout Chicagoland. Visit MrSubmarine.com. Dive into delicious. It's interesting, too, because the whole city has saluted Cody Whitehair, and you three are literally the only ones that have been on him as far as what his best capabilities are since he came in.
Tell me who's saluting him.
Everyone.
Who?
Literally,
give me a name.
Oh,
somebody. Who?
Brad
Thayer.
What guy?
Tom Thayer.
Who?
Tom Thayer, Brad Biggs, Rich Campbell. Who do you want me to name?
All right, go ahead. I forgot that Thayer. How many years did they play in the NFL?
You get him, OB. You get him, OB.
No, you tell me.
Well, Thayer,
you're the one that made this statement.
I'm not making any statements.
You made the statement. You're right here, and I'm asking you, how many years did they play in the NFL? Just tell me.
How many years did Tom Thayer play in the NFL? 10 years, Hampo?
How many years did Brad Biggs and all those other guys play in the NFL?
That would be a zero, OB.
Pardon?
Zero?
Okay.
There you go.
No, but I think what you're trying to say, though, Carmen, though, is that we are the three that have identified this from the beginning, saying, look, he's out of position. I'm not saying that Whitehair isn't a good offensive
There's
lineman.
No question
we're
about
just
it.
Saying he shouldn't be playing center.
He shouldn't be playing
That's
center.
That's all
right.
We're saying.
Right. And
it hurts the team because he's playing center.
Yeah.
Well,
That's
you
what
don't
we're
think
saying.
That hurt the team today and the week before and the week before and the week before?
Of course it did. I'm lobbing you compliments,
That's all
here,
I'm telling you.
I'm with you, man. I just want to highlight. I want to lift up that you three have been on this and no one else in the city has.
Well, because
Can
we
I just let
actually,
that sit there?
We watched the game together, and we could see these things happen over and over again. And, you know, look, the three of us aren't the brightest guys, But we could figure out when a guy can't snap a shotgun to snap, or he's rolling the ball out, or he gets called for holding at the worst times in the world, or he gets driven back by a nose tackle 1 yard at a push, right? And in a three-second deal, he was 6-7 yards in the
right
backfield.
All right, Bears beat the Ravens 27-24 in overtime. They're 2-4. Season is, I guess, alive. Carolina coming in next week.
It is alive.
Yeah.
Look, they're not out of this.
Well, we'll take a quick time. I'll come on back. 3-1.
Is Fox still the coach?
Yeah, they're out of it. You're right. But they have, you know, on the books and on paper, the Bears still have a chance. Unfortunately, you know, that guy's still going to collect his check, and he's still going to be walking around the sidelines.
Well, let's talk about Foxy's new look coming on back here. 312-981-7200, 720 WGN.